And now, of course, no discussion of security of late would be complete without mention of our own CIA, or Central Intelligence Agency. Indeed, it was recently revealed by WikiLeaks.org that the CIA has been taking advantage for some time of bugs in software in order to wage attacks against owners of the hardware running that software, as well as including popular devices like Android phones, iPhones, TVs, and more. And in Vault 7, in particular, did WikiLeaks reveal the CIA hacking tools, specifically referring to such initiatives by the CIA, seemingly adorable initiatives like Wrecking Crew, Crunchy Lime Skies, Elder Piggy, Anger Quake, or McNugget, which indeed sound delightful, but when you actually read about what these code names mean, they actually refer to a systematic process for identifying bugs in software and therefore potential exploits, writing software that take advantage of those bugs so as to effectively hack into people's software and or hardware. And potentially affected are familiar tools like Skype, our own Wi-Fi networks, PDFs, antivirus software, in addition to popular devices like the very phones in our pocket. But all too close to home, frankly, was the fact that Samsung TVs seem to be the result or the victim of some of these very exploits. In fact, adorably, Weeping Angel was the code name for a project that took advantage of bugs in Samsung TV's own software, smart TV software, in order to turn on, without customers apparently knowing, those devices' microphones so that you could theoretically listen in on conversations and even record them, even while giving the appearance that the TV is off. So the user thinks the TV is off and he or she is talking, but meanwhile, that TV is actually listening. Now, you may recall it wasn't all that long ago that CS50 itself blew the lid off of another problem with Samsung smart TVs, whereby at the time, though they claimed and thought they were actually encrypting such data, because these microphones are present so that you can talk to your TV and issue voice-based commands, we'll recall that that data was not actually being encrypted. Now, what is a smart TV in the first place? Well, at the end of the day, our TVs are no longer just televisions. They are actually full-fledged computers with hardware and software within. And indeed, if you have such a smart TV, whether it's Samsung or something else, you may very well have icons like these on your TV, much like a tablet or phone. And that's because you can install software on TVs today. But if you can install software, you can surely install accidentally buggy software or unknowingly exploitive software that's actually doing something it's not supposed to do. But even scarier is when our hardware has things like these things here, cameras and microphones that are supposed to be used for good and not evil, as this man here is talking to his TV and using Skype by talking into his remote control. That, in fact, is meant to be a feature. But when these things can be turned on without our control, and when they can be turned on even when we think they're off, therein lies the threat and the scare. Now, how do you know if you are among those that were affected? And indeed, if you are suspicious that the CIA is spying on you, how can you confirm as much? Well, if your Samsung TV was manufactured in 2011 or 2012, this particular attack is germane. However, to be fair, the attack requires that the CIA tiptoe into your home, presumably, plug in a USB stick with the software in order to take advantage of this bug. But if that too is a threat, consider that the software your smart TV must be running for this attack to work is either version 1011, 1012, or 1016, and there have been newer versions since. But the biggest tell, perhaps, is if when you think your TV is off, you actually still see a blue LED light on in the back, it might actually be listening, and God forbid, watching you. For more on this particular attack and others, you can take a look at this URL here. That's it for CS50 Live. Thank you so much to CS50 Zone, Ian and Andrew, Marinda, Ramon, Scully, Dan, Arturo, Christian, and of course, CS50 Zone, Doug Lloyd. This was CS50.